Happiness is the greatest choice I can make. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Happiness is the greatest choice I can make. We all have the opportunity of making choices every moment of our life. We all have the opportunity of making choices no matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter how we are, we all have the opportunity to make a choice. We can make the choice to be happy. We can make the choice to be fulfilled. We can make the choice to be rewarded. We can make the choice to be delighted. Or we can make the choice to be the contrary. It's all our decision. Because as we look at circumstances in life, as we look at our everyday activity in life, as we look at what we are as human beings, we can be happy or we can be sad. It doesn't really make any difference whether we make one choice or the other, because whatever choice we make, we will live in that choice, and we will think that choice is the only choice that was possible to be made. We will think that is the only choice that was possible for us to consider for ourselves. And we will dwell in that choice, and we will delight in that choice or grovel in that choice, depending upon what it is. No matter where we are, we look at ourselves and we say, I choose to be happy. Well, who could ever make a statement like that? I choose to be happy. Because we don't always have the choice to be happy. We have circumstances that sometimes overwhelm us, circumstances that sometimes take hold of our life and make demands upon us and destroy us and uplift us or do whatever. And we feel, wow, what's all that about? How can I do anything about that? Where does my matter of choice come in under those circumstances? Well, we can all look at whatever we're doing, no matter where we're doing it. Now, I'd like to begin our thinking together from the point of view of age. We look at age and we say age has with it certain prerequisites, certain opportunities, certain responsibilities, certain limitations, and this limitation and opportunity and so forth are something that very little can be done about. If you are a little child, what can you do about whatever circumstances you find yourself in? But if we look at the little child makes of his life a joyful, happy circumstance in whatever he does. It doesn't matter. He enters into his life, if he is a happy child, and he will make a happy world for himself. If he is a happy child and he's living in poverty, he will make a happy world out of it. If he is a happy child and he's living in health problems, then he will make a happy world out of it. If he is a happy child and he is living with families that are disjointed and that are not harmonious with one another, he will make a happy circumstance out of it. And he will be the happier knowing the least about his circumstances. If he is not told that he is the only one in the world with this terrible problem, or that he is the only one in the world who is born as a wonderful, wealthy child, or he is the only one in the world who has this disease, or he is one of the joyful ones, one of the blessed ones who is born with a beautiful, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy life, healthy circumstance. Because as far as a child is concerned, it's his attitude, it's his nature, it's who he is that makes all the difference in whether he has a happy, joyful, wonderful life. And His choice is the choice of happiness. Now you take a child who is a teenager or around that age, and they have a chance to compare their lives with the lives of others. If they live in a community where everyone is enjoying the same prospects, and they are enjoying the same prospects as their neighbor and their peer, they think nothing of it. If they are a happy child, they will be untouched by anything. Now, if they're living in a world where they happen to have some great problems, they're living in poverty, and they know through television, through radio, and through the newspapers and so forth, that there are areas where people have sufficient food, sufficient health care, sufficient things to take care of themselves, the child will be aware of that, and he will think, that would be nice. But he does not spend his time on thinking that would be nice. A child, until he is what's called mature or an adult, the child readily thinks about the idea that he is a happy person. He is a happy person no matter what limitation he has or no matter what abundance he has. He is a happy person no matter what he experiences. By his choice, he is a happy person. And he goes on through most of his life in this feeling of happiness, even though he may be suffering limitation, because that's his nature. Now, some children, their nature is not to be happy, it appears. But that's contrary to how they're born. Where did the child learn not to be happy? Where did the child learn to recognize that it had limitations and that it didn't have all the things other children had? Where did the child learn? From its parents, from its environment, from its school, from its neighborhood. If everyone in that child's neighborhood was a happy person and they enjoyed themselves and they enjoyed everything they did, that child would naturally be happy too, even though its tendency might be to be unhappy. Because we go toward whatever our society pushes us. We go toward whatever the world seems to force upon us. We go toward whatever seems to be the problem of the day. Unfortunately, we don't go as readily toward the things that seem to be the happiness of the day, but we go toward the problem. Now, why do I say we go toward the problem? Because that is the way it appears. That is the way it appears that people go toward the problem rather than the goodness. Well, if I stop and think, seriously, I come quickly to the realization that that is a minority case. That is not the general attitude. No matter whether you are born poor or rich and you know about it or you don't know about it, it doesn't make any difference. The only thing that makes a difference, rich or poor, is your attitude about yourself. If I like myself, rich or poor, healthy or sick, if I like myself, I live beautifully in my world. I live joyfully, happily in my world, because that is who I am. That is my nature. That is what life is all about. That's what happiness is all about. Happiness is the greatest choice I can make. I could make a choice of sadness. I could make a choice of limitation. I could make a choice of anything. And in fact, I wouldn't really be limited. I'm only limited because I think I am. I'm only limited because that is where I put my attention. If I have a chore to do, and I do it with a happy heart, it's a happy chore. Regardless of what the chore may be, if I do it with a happy heart, it's a happy chore. If I am experiencing an illness, and that illness is causing pain and suffering and causing limitation in my life, and I like me, I absolutely like me, I will soon be looking beyond that pain and illness. I will soon be looking beyond the appearances that may be there, and I will claim that I like me. I will claim the joy and the peace and the wisdom of life. There are some people in this world who like to be hurt. They like injury. They like it when they are not happy. And they're very happy when they're not happy. And you say, my goodness, what a strange person to be very happy when he's not happy. Well, that's really true. Because we have what we choose. And when the pain is let up, the person feels something is missing in their life, and truly it is. But when a person lives in harmony with himself and says, I like me, I like me, I like me, when a person lives in peace with himself and says, I am happy, when a person lives knowing that his life is a glorious, beautiful, happy experience, then that is exactly what his life is. It's a glorious, beautiful, happy experience. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what kind of a experience do we want? What kind of a life do we want? What kind of a happy experience do we want in this life? And are we going to make for ourselves in this life something so beautiful, so wonderful, so powerful, so joyful that our hearts are lifted up right to the sky and we feel just great about it? Well, whether we like it or not, if we're born with a happy attitude, we're blessed indeed. And if we're born with an unhappy attitude, we can train ourselves with a happy attitude and experience happiness. It's all a matter of our choice. All a matter of deciding what it is that we want to experience. People go to school so they don't have to be losers. People go to organizations that teach them how to be successful because they want to be successful. They know they don't have to stay unsuccessful. They don't have to stay ignorant. They don't have to stay with limitation and lack and disease and unhappiness in their world. They don't have to stay that way. They can become that which they are. They can reveal that which is their original purity and integrity. They can be all that they are by turning their attention to it and training themselves into the awareness that that is already done. It's not a matter of wishing something were done. It's just a matter of knowing that that is who I really am. And when I know that, oh my, when I know that, every desire of my heart fulfills itself. I have perfect health. I have perfect abundance. I have perfect relationships. I have peace in my world. I have peace in all the world which is mine. And I am content. But I'm content because I choose to be that way. Happiness is indeed my choice. And it's a wonderful choice that I make by myself every moment of my life by how I think about myself. And I think I'm a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. How about you? How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.